Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gary Mankey, the Manker, Funny Bone, Friday and Saturday with us this morning. And Nick is in Beatrice Friday night at a club called
Cabo Bar.
And you both are performing together again. The tour continues. Nick and the Manker. Or the Manker and Nick, however you want to pronounce it.
We're in
and Salina, right?
Yeah, Salina, okay. Kansas. And December 18th at the Paramount.
Oh, I thought it was at, what's the strip joint we always pass there?
And I was texted, yeah. I have to mention, Tyler Walsh is going to be the feature act.
At which one, the Salina one?
Here.
Oh, here, okay.
Omaha.
All right, all right.
Bunny Bum, Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
He just reads names off this phone anymore.
You got a lot of comedy going on.
Yeah, I know you do.
I believe it was the Shady Lady.
The Shady Lady? His name of that strip
we
club?
We passed
the sign for it, right?
Yeah, the sign.
Yeah.
On the way down to Wichita.
What's it called?
The Shady Lady Gentleman's Club.
You're performing there with the Manker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the main stage.
Mm. Oh, no. Yeah. No, there's another one called the Wild Wild West.
That was it.
That was it.
That's the one we saw.
The Wild Wild, Wild West. West.
That sounds classier than
just
the Shady Lady.
East of Salina.
Yeah.
I went with Rodney Carrington to the Kit Kat Club.
Where?
In Tulsa.
Okay.
And the girls danced in a litter box.
Are you kidding me?
Like sand.
Do they poop in there too?
I don't know. But
anyway. That's extra.
Do they scratch after they poop? That's always a good move.
He goes, hey,
I do.
You want to go to a Bubba Bar?
Yeah.
And I go, sure. He goes, it's not a good one. There was ladies there from the Red Hat circuit, and he was tipping him $20. You can leave your sweater on.
Craig.
It was on this date in 1992, Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman and his wife Mandy divorced after nearly 2 years of marriage. How could they stand one another?
Well, she turned 16 and divorced him.
She turned 19.
Yeah. They dated when she was 14.
At the time they were wed, well, when they got married, I guess she was 21 at this point. At the time they were married, she was 19 and he was 52.
I thought they were married at 19.
She was 19. What year was that again?
92.
Yeah.
19 and 92.
Because there were stories about the 81 tour, which lasted a couple years, that she was always backstage traveling with the band. And at the time she was 14 or 15 and Wyman was pushing 50.
Wow.
And it was just his girlfriend. It was just his girlfriend.
Who's your favorite Power Ranger?
Bill Wyman, apparently.
Yeah. I like the pink one.
It wasn't even a big deal.
That was the 90s.
Well, they got married later, but the 81 Stones tour was the early 80s. You're right. It was still, you could date 15-year-olds, I guess, if you're 48 and you're rich and famous, you know.
When Seinfeld's high school girlfriend was the 90s.
Nobody cared, except for a bobcat.
No. Yeah.
Which was great, yeah.
We had a few teachers that touched the youth.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry about that, Gary. You okay?
No. I'm scarred. No one touched me. I had my pockets loaded with candy bars and everything. No one wanted it.
You needed a briefcase.
No one wanted it.
No.
California, apparently, is one of the nation's top cockfighting states, according to a new report from the Animal Wellness Action.
It's still illegal, right? But it's a different.
Correct.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people there, and there's a heavy Hispanic population that is big with the Hispanic population.
And it's more than that.
Is it legal in Arizona?
Not
it's
anymore.
Not legal anywhere.
Oklahoma was the last holdout, and they made them stop
it. I thought Louisiana.
They might have done it too, you're right.
California has a robust cockfighting trade, with fights throughout the state and live animal shipments originating in California, destined for Mexico and various countries in the Pacific Rim.
Said rim.
You did hear rim. I heard rim and shift.
And the big records from Guam show that California-based cockfighting operators shipped more than 1,700 fighting birds to Guam over the last 4 years.
That's a lot.
They don't take them to a building and have a big cock auction.
We could have one here on the next break if you'd like.
Auction?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey-o.
That's a hey-o.
More of that in Beatrice Friday night.
Yeah, and see that Salina coming up, too.
Make them pay for the good stuff, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, save that for the stage. Yeah. The coction. I don't think it'll work on stage.
No, it didn't work here.
Cockfighting, even when they see it in the movies, it looks so disgusting.
It looks gruesome.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you had a choice, I'd rather watch a cockfight than a dog fight. But only because dogs are pets. Yeah. But it's not the choice I want to make, no matter what. Now, my favorite story about a cockfight, a good friend of ours who was an Hispanic man, Mexican guy.
Still is.
Yeah, still is. I haven't seen him in a long time. Offered to take me and Todd to a cockfight.
Has been all his life.
Most of it.
And this was years ago. We didn't really want to go, but Todd said, would we be safe going? He goes, no.
Yeah.
Even with him, you wouldn't be safe?
Nope.
Yeah, but that's
he still
a good
invited
reason.
You?
No. No, he just Todd was pushing him about, hey, let's go to a cockfight. You know where you go to a cockfight? And he said, yeah, I know where there is one. Now, he didn't go to him, but he goes, I know where there is one. I said, would we be safe? He says, no.
No, you'd look like narcs.
You'd be the
only white guys there.
Yeah, yeah. That was just, and that was in Nebraska, too. Now, that's 20 years ago, so I'm sure the cockfighting rings are shut down anymore, but, you know.
The Herbster's going to bring it back.
It's freedom.
It is freedom.
Probably not a top priority since it is
Mexican.
Yeah, bigger with the Hispanic
community.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, it's not.
I think white trash is more fighting pit bulls.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine found that young adults in the United States are getting fatter and fatter. Nearly 1 in 3 college-age Americans are obese.
Dance, you fat bitch.
Almost 33% of Americans aged 18 to 25 are obese, compared to just over 6% in 19 and 80.
It's Nick's favorite clip.
It is. Is that really him?
Yes.
I don't think it is, actually. I think so. We looked into this. It's a really good Morgan Freeman impersonator.
From Family Guy, right?
Family Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he did them.
No. I don't think he did.
He's very good.
Researchers want to figure out why.
Caliendo did that.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea because they eat a lot of crap.
Researchers want to figure out why the young people are getting fatter and fatter, whether it's cultural trends in terms of education or workforce over the last 4 decades that may have had something to do with the added weight.
Like, everybody's getting fatter.
Yep.
I just think as the college kids, their cocaine's no good.
Yeah.
It is fentanyl. In the 80s, it was good. You kept your weight down.
Right.
Study late.
And affordable.
Good point.
And it was affordable.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's parenting, too. Because I'll see, like, two big parents that have a kid, like a little kid that's not big yet.
Right.
But that kid's going to eat just like the parents do, and they don't stand a chance.
He's working on it.
I think a lot of it is just, there's just more crap in food, too, don't you think? Chemicals and things like that. Who knows?
It's possible.
But the old videos of just people in the 50s walking around and, you know, like, weren't as big. They just weren't as big, you know. Now, granted, they might not have been that healthy either, for that matter. A lot of cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah,
if you want to eat healthy now,
it's expensive.
It's not cheap.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's cheaper to stuff yourself with fast food than to go.
Rodeo burger.
It's the rodeo burger.
Yeah, decent food.
No, you have to get a second job to be a vegan.
Right.
Yeah. It's like talking about it takes up a lot of time, too.
Yeah, but you know what doesn't cost is getting up off the couch.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
You know, just take a walk.
Yeah.
It seems a lot of people are doing that, though, but maybe not as much.
Not enough to combat these stats.
And these are college kids, too, man. This is when you could still be young and your metabolism is a little better, too, you know.
Right. You can drink all night and still feel like working out the next day.
Damn right. That goes away, by the way.
It does.
I used to like that freshman right. 20. Yeah. Their self-esteem would fall.
Yep.
We'd go to the devil house. They'd lose a bet, go home with Gary Menke. It was a great time.
They'd lose a bet.
Oh, for you.
Yeah. Great time for me.
Yeah. 7 in 10 American adults say that they plan to celebrate Thanksgiving this year. About 12% of us, 1 in 8, say they will not be celebrating, and about 18% of us don't know.
Waiting for an invitation?
Maybe.
Yeah. You should probably know by now.
They don't know what Thanksgiving is?
I don't know. I mean, if you don't have an official invitation right now, you're still hoping for one, so yeah, you can't just
That's kind of a sad stat, too. There's some lonely people out there that don't have anybody to go to, you know?
Or they don't know if they want to go over to Asshat's house
and
again.
And then hear it again. Hear it again. Yeah.
I saw I saw a guy on Facebook said, I'm going to be alone. If you have an extra plate, I will come get it.
Right.
I'm like, creepy.
Did you type that in there? Huh. Oh, that's sad. You're creepy.
Just leave it on the patio.
I mean, don't invite him in. It's on the porch. 2 pieces of pumpkin pie.
Creepy. He's probably expecting all these invites, and Gary types in creepy. Creepy. give him 2 tickets to see you at the Bone. Yeah.
Among Americans who expect to enjoy a home-cooked meal for Thanksgiving, women are more likely than men to say that they typically do all of the Thanksgiving cooking. About 1 in 5 women, 21%. But just 8% of men say that they do most of the Thanksgiving cooking, but that other people help. 1/4 of men and 11% of women say that they do none of the work to make the Thanksgiving.
If you're going somewhere else and somebody else is cooking, then you aren't doing any of the work, you know? So look at it that way.
No, you bring a side or something.
You bring a side, right?
Some dude helping.
Right.
If I get anywhere near the preparation of any of this food, I'm told to stop help. I'm not going to make it better.
Me too. So I don't feel bad about it.
It's a full family effort around our house.
8% of women and 18% of men say that they don't do any of the cleanup either.
Oh, you got to clean up if you didn't cook.
Yeah. Right. I'll help with that.
That's a must. If you don't do either, you are a giant jackass.
Oops.
Well, there's football.
There is, and you're tired.
Oh, and there's a nap.
It's the Cowboys. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oops. Really not the point. It's Thanksgiving football.
Yeah.
You're
going to be at your parents there Thanksgiving Day?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Of course you are. All right. Yeah. That's nice. Well, you live there, right?
No.
Oh, no, no, okay.
I got my own crib.
All right.
I call it a crib. Really a garage with a futon.
All right.
It ain't bad.
With a crib stuck in there.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New media rules issued by Afghanistan's Taliban government ban women actors from TV dramas. 9 rules set out by the Afghanistan Ministry of Vice, including one that reads, those dramas of programs in which women have acted should not be broadcast.
So what do? They hire other dudes and say, you pretend you're a woman and I'll kiss you.
Or there are just women.
That's what it sounds like to me.
They do that anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't this suck?
Yeah. Let's have a love scene, but no, women aren't allowed.
Female journalists on TV have to wear what the government calls Islamic hijab. Women's rights advocates worry the rules are, you know, going back to the harsh treatment of women back in the day before the U.S. invaded. Right.
Surprise. Well,
did they take this from Herbster's website?
Yeah, there is some philosophy of the Taliban that they've adopted.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They've embraced a portion of it.
Burqa and cowboy hat.
That's right.
Yeah, except they're brown, so that's bad.
That's right.
And most major U.S. retailers are going to be closing their door for specifically Thanksgiving. Many national chains closed for the holiday last year because of the pandemic. Most of those stores are going to be closed again this year.
I love that the trend went back. I never thought it would. I actually thought that it would stay.
Yeah.
That they would say, you know, everybody's working Thanksgiving Day now.
Well, they pushed it too far.
And we've kind of done an about face here, too, because I remember years ago yelling at people who didn't want to work on Thanksgiving Day, saying, hey, yo, get a job, get a different job.
Yeah, I did. I changed my mind on that, too.
Now I understand.
Yeah,
I get stuff online. Do people still, like, line up at 4 a.m. to go raid the mall?
I think they do. Certain places, certain deals, you still see TV every day. Friday morning, there'll be people out
online. Doorbuster sales.
Yeah. And people like that, too. I don't, but people do.
I like to go and get a parking space right up front, then act like I'm backing out all day.
That's fine.
Smoke some weed. Merry Christmas.
You like the gift.
Black Friday, I call it green.
I suppose there are people who still use shopping as sport.
They do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. People get hurt.
But a lot of those stores, too, have spread out the Black Friday doorbuster deals all week.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just to avoid the mayhem.
Right.
Or they also hand out, like, things, and then you're in line.
Yeah, vouchers.
It's your voucher in line. Yeah.
So you don't go punching somebody for a TV.
Right. So there's no trampling.
Well, you know, it drives me crazy because, like, they give away TVs. That means you could just make them cheaper year-round, you know.
It's a lost leader.
You're right.
No. Well, I saw a study.
It's trickery.
It is.
That
it
most
is.
Of these prices that we're getting around Black Friday. Right. You can find throughout the year.
Year, okay. Just got to really pay attention.
You got to pay attention, and
watch
it's
your
around.
Dollar store pamphlet.
You've been in Kearney too long. You got to get out, man.
Yeah, do they have Black Friday sales at the Family Dollar?
I don't know. Everything's 80 cents.
Yeah. For 2 hours.
Get a Lunchable.
Yeah.
My wife and daughter like to go Black Friday shopping, but it's more just like something they like to do
together, right?
Together.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
A little bonding.
I don't want to do it, but I get that. Yeah.
And then they come back with a bunch of cool stuff you totally needed.
Right.
Yeah. I don't need anything except for this new Kiss Destroyer Funko Pop thing. That's
hold on. What?
Yeah, the Destroyer Anniversary came out, so there's something. I don't know where you get it, but it looks like it's the album and like all the Kiss Funko Pops all in like one case. It's pretty.
I was in the Kiss Army.
Pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. $120, something like that?
I don't know.
All right.
Big Kiss fan. I have my Kiss kite.
Really?
And my Kiss playing cards.
This show just took a nosedive.
Yeah.
We can talk about Kiss. I love them.
Yeah.
Kiss is wonderful.
Yeah.
You could talk about Kiss, or I could turn your mics off. One of the two. Right.
Should we just step outside?
Yeah. $40 at Walmart.
Oh, $40? Come on.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all, man.
Is that just a Black Friday thing, or is that?
Yeah, it's a Black Friday deal.
Have your wife swing by and pick it up for you.
Normally $59. Now it's only $39.88.
That's a good deal. I felt like an ass the other day. We had my daughter had some friends over. Well, for multiple reasons, but my daughter had some friends over, and I have a little Ace Frehley, one of those Funko Pops downstairs. Like
what's a Funko Pop?
It's the plastic things with the big head that they have, like all the different characters. Pop culture things.
I've seen them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Is it like a Pez?
Yeah.
Kind of like without the candy.
Yep.
It's just they sell them for like whatever you can get. Characters from Elf or the Rolling Stones, anybody. But I've got an Ace Frehley one, and then when the friends left, like the box was damaged a little bit, and I was like, but then I'm like, I'm an adult. Does it matter? If the cardboard's like, who cares? It's fine.
What is it called?
A Funko Pop. I'm sure you've seen them at stores and stuff.
Man, they should make one with me. It'd weigh like 40 pounds.
All head,
gigantic head. Funko Minker.
No, you make those kids buy you a new one. and respect property.
That sounds like they might.
Really?
Well, if this destroyer thing's out, I didn't think I had anything on my Christmas list.
Now you do.
Now there's one item on my Christmas list.
We are also getting word that the Bears head coach is going to get fired.
Keep him. He's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, well, that Raven game, he blew that game big time. Ravens were playing with nobody, and they should have won that game.
As he was getting yelled at his kids' football game.
They were yelling, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
They were chanting, fire Nagy at the Bulls game.
Yeah. At the Bulls game?
At the Bulls game the other night.
At the Bears game. That would just suck.
I'll miss Michael Wilbon.
Why don't you give him time?
Bitching about him all the time.
Why don't you give him time, you know?
Yeah.
Learn from patient Husker fans.
Yeah.
Well, give him time.
Is he from Chicago?
No, I don't think so.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He was directly before this. He was with the Chiefs.
Got to give him time.
Yeah, he was.
Give him time.
They could make him a kicker for the Huskers.
yeah.
In Germany, off-duty police officers spotted a man apparently stealing something from a jewelry store. They searched him. They didn't find anything. They found an empty box, but that was it. Nothing in the box.
Yeah.
The store owner said there was a ring missing. The crook said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't take anything. Here's this empty box. He was being interrogated at the police station when
was the box dented? And
yeah.
And Nick, you know.
It's heartbreaking.
When he doubled over, complaining of severe abdominal pains. Suspecting appendicitis, he was rushed to the hospital. X-rays showed the appendix was fine and there was a ring in there.
Oh. Up his butter in his mouth.
So he's busted.
Yeah, that can cut you up.
Neither. In his stomach.
Oh, that stuck to the tank.
Good. I was hoping it did.
Oh, that stuck to the tank.
I often ask that when I enter a room.
There's no third option.
I'm here. What do you want?
No, it's my. Yeah. You use the pronoun my.
No.
Not his.
I use his.
My.
I use his, the pronoun. Use your pronouns. I use mine. Yeah. Mine is his. His butt. Butt stuff.
That stick to the tape?
Yeah.
Any of that?
Yeah, a lot of it.
So he swallowed it, huh?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Well, he didn't want to get busted.
Yeah, I guess. That'll work. That'll work
for
you.
And that didn't work.
It didn't work.
That'll work. Mankers of the Bone, Friday and Saturday. Gary Mankey, go see him. All right.
Please do.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.